Let's start off in Exodus 20 again. 20 and 12. I didn't see this as something that was going to be ongoing, but the more I spoke on it and the Lord began to speak, I think he's pointing out that this could be a lot of people's problem. Definitely a lot of churches' problem. I don't think the emphasis, because our society is not really built around this. You can respect a person and not honor them. Because they're two different things. And most of the time, their respect is, Brother Vinny, it's just as long as they can see you. They got to watch you, because when they're not there, you leave early. Right? Or everybody just sit around and we talk until they come back in. And when they come back in, we start to work. I'm just using work as an example. We start working again because we respect them or what they can do to us. But the fact that we stopped and did something other outside of their presence lets you know that you don't honor them. Let's look at this. Honor thy father and thy mother. That what? I explained, this is why a lot of young people are dying. They are so disrespectful to their parents. And they show no honor to their moms and their dads. I think Brianna posted something on her page, but it's something that I've been saying for the last 5 years. You can't use your childhood wounds to justify your adult failures, because you in charge now. When you was a kid, okay, you 35, you 27. At some point, you can straighten your life out if you want to. Okay, what happens when I straighten my life out and my parents contributed to a lot of the deficits in my life? I still figure out a way to honor them. Now, this goes both ways, because a lot of times we don't understand the difference. Some people got good relationships with their mom and their dads. However, their parents still run their life. So it really ain't a good relationship. So if it's a negative relationship with mom and dad, they wasn't running my life anyway. But I can still figure out a way to honor them. Or I remember Tyler Perry using the instance of buying his daddy a house. It didn't reset the relationship, because his dad treated him like garbage. But he didn't want his daddy living on the street, so he bought him a brand new house, gave him the keys. That was a way of honoring him. That don't mean that I have to come over here and drink coffee with you every day. But I'm not going to let you be on the street. I'm not going to let my mama be in some crack house or up under some bridge. And if nothing else, God used her womb to carry me and spit me into this dimension. Tell somebody, say, that's worth something. At least a bag of Cheetos and an orange soda. You understand? That's worth something. They didn't abort you. They didn't suffocate you at 1 month old. Amen. So you figure out a way to honor your parents, and then he says your days will be long upon the life. I want to talk mainly, I'm not going to deal with this very much today, but I'm going to deal with honor. But I'm talking to our young people. If you want to get all your days out of this earth, you better fix your attitude and how you treating your mama and your daddy, because you own the wrong, you own the wrong path right now. And you know, it's painful for a parent to have to bury their child. You don't want to put that pressure on your mama and your daddy to be throwing dirt in your face because you disrespectful and you show no honor. Do you believe God mean this when he said young people gonna die? Every time I turn around and I see some kid having a heart attack, a kid just 17 years old just had a heart attack and died. But it's prophecy. God said in the last day, young men shall die from failing heart attacks. Not just young men, young women too. Father, we thank you for your word. Think through my mind, speak through my mouth, that your people be edified, you be glorified after hearing the word of truth. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. I ask for utterance and the anointing. I ask for you to do what only you can do in Jesus' name. Amen. Get somebody to high five and say, this is going to be real good. Amen. You can have your seat. So our culture has a horrible perspective and distortion about honor in these societies. And some of it is because I'm not against parents doing things for their children, but not at the expense of you raising them to disrespect and dishonor you. You don't buy them the new cell phone, so they break the old cell phone. That's not only disrespect, that's a lack of honor. Because you didn't even deserve the one I gave you. Put them in a nice house. Put them in a nice neighborhood. Put them in a gated community. And then they sneak out to go hang out in the hood that you paid your life to get them out of. And then they want to act like they some thug or some gangster or some rapper or some street person. And you done bled and worked two jobs and denied yourself to get them out. And then they run back to the sewage that God deliver you out. That's disrespect and lack of honor. Amen. Amen. So we got it distorted. You see parents honoring children and the kids won't honor the parents. You see the parents respecting the children and the children don't respect the parents. Something is wrong with this. And so we're going to dive into this because honor is honor is a powerful weapon given to humanity. That's why you don't want to disrespect employers and business owners and people. You know, humanity does mean equality, but God did not give us all the same gifts and talents. So this myth about nobody smarter than you, there are people that are smarter than you. Yes. Definitely, there are people that's more talented than you. Everything is not equal. Now, why God gave them a great abundance of this? Some people are born into wealth. Some people have to claw their way out of poverty. But it's not all the same, and therefore, you want to use the things that can level the playing field in your life, like honor and respect. So you go into a place and you think that somebody owes you something, because sometimes, I always say this, that my ability to deal with congregants and pupils' problems in the pews didn't start in IDF. That was your mama and daddy. You didn't have all them. You didn't get them problems because you started coming to IDF. You showed up. Your mama and daddy contributed to that. The culture that you was raised in, your neighborhood, your social environment, your economic environment, That all shaped you. But God sent us here because he's trying to straighten us out and he's trying to put us on a level playing field. You know, it's interesting. Parents let their children talk back. They call it voicing their mind. They're grooming their kid to get fired from every job that they get. Get kicked out of every school. get kicked out of every military or anything that's for advancement because they taught them that when somebody in authority is talking to them, that their opinion matters. Their opinion, when authority is talking, your opinion don't matter. It matters, but maybe not in that moment. So you have to understand that as you do that, when you cultivate and you allow that, what you're doing, you're grooming them for failures. You're grooming them for societal failures because society will not tolerate that. Amen. If somebody's paying you $200,000-$300,000, they ain't expecting a whole bunch of flack from you. They're expecting you to show up and do your job. And if you're not being abused or misused, then you just keep on doing your job because that's why you're there. So we don't recognize the value of honor and honoring people and things that God says honor. Everybody say honor is important. So what we're going to be working on, the title of this series will probably be honoring what God honors. But this thought today is reclaiming honor. The devil, and I'm going to talk about it later, Jay, the devil has twisted honor in the minds of people. Do you know why, Sister Diana? Because he can force them to live up under curses. I am pausing for effect. He can trap you under a curse through the lack of honor. It's in the Bible. We're going to look at it. And many people are living like this. I'm talking about if they die, they go into heaven and can't unlock nothing on the earth. And God has given them the abundance of things. Can't unlock it. We're going to unlock it today. Amen. He says in the scriptures that the truth of it is that everybody is deserving of some type of honor. It's not just pastors, and it's not just, go to 1 Peter 2. Everybody in here is deserving of some type of honor. That's why, young lady, you don't just let men run through you. You're deserving of honor. You don't let women just run through you because you handsome or you cute. They disrespecting you. A man that would flirt with a woman who knows that woman is married is disrespecting, not only and dishonoring her husband, he is disrespecting and dishonoring her because he know he don't want you. Because he know you married. And he know that if you will disrespect your husband and dishonor your husband, if you divorce your husband, he would never marry you because he know that you're going to do that the same thing to him. He won't deal with you. So when you think about it, because you say, I'm deserving of honor. Say, I may not be a preacher. I may not be the president. But I'm deserving of honor. Oh my God, I could just really work that. But people disrespecting you, talking about your anatomy. They was flirting with you. They disrespecting you. They're dishonoring you. And we somehow, because I said it's distorted, we look at it like it's flattery. Like this is something great. They disrespecting you. Some worth more than that. Two people said it. Because you value yourself as nothing. That's why you can't say it. Because you have believed the devil's lies that you are nothing. Say, I'm worth more than that. So if you can't treat me with respect, if you can't honor me, do me a favor and leave me alone.
Do me a favor and leave me alone. Amen.
So everybody, second, I called the scripture out. 1 Peter 2:17. Come on, sound. Come on, media. Y'all got to wake up some. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. All men are deserving of honor. Every person, every woman, every child, say, I'm worth honor to God. Say, God, say, I'm to be honored. But you need to understand there's levels to honor. Go to Hebrews 13 and 4. I really wasn't going to deal with this, but I just think it's just on my heart, so I want to talk about it for a brief second. A lot of our marriages are in shambles because we are so disrespectful. We are disrespectful to our husbands. We are disrespectful to our wives. We show no honor to our husbands. We show no honor to our wives. We call it flirting. We call it this, but God calls it something else. Marriage is honorable. If you knew you didn't want to be a wife and perform wifely duties, you never should have got married. If you knew you didn't want to be no husband and you knew you still was a hoe, you still should have married that woman because she is deserving of somebody that's going to treat her with some dignity and some respect and come home on time and get your sorry tail up and get a job and that kind of stuff and protect her. You knew you still wanted women. You never should have got married. You never should have got married. And this is what God got for you. He said marriage is honorable to all. Yes. But the bed is undefiled. But this is what he said he got for you. Whoremongers and adulterers, he said, I'm going to judge you. Yes. No, not the court. Not the money that you're going to lose in court through some divorce. That's reasonable. That's low life stuff. But I'm going to judge you because you won't stop hoeing around and you are an adulteress. God said, I'm going to judge you. He said, I'm not going to leave it to no preacher. I'm not going to leave it to no society. I got your number. I got your name. And then you're going to pay for this. You're going to pay for this. You knew you didn't want to be no husband. You knew you were stepping into an honorable situation. And then you defiled it. Even if God has given us chances to stop, we will not stop. We will not stop. We think it's some game. And when he deal with you, ain't no prayer meeting going to change it. Ain't no intercessor prayer meeting going to stop it. He's looking for results. When the change happened, because God knows everything, he knows when it's real. Sometimes our spouses have taken us back. I'm too low, sir. They've taken us back because we told them that we would stop, and we did not stop, and they have not caught you yet. But God sees everything that's going on, and if you don't stop, what do you got coming to you? What do you got coming to you? What do you got coming to you? What if I divorced my spouse for no reason? Because I didn't have a reason. That's still my wife. That's still your wife. And if she go out there and get in some relationship and start sleeping around with no cause, Jesus said, you're forcing her into adultery too. Well, somebody got to pay for that. Somebody's going to be on the hook for this. And if you ain't involved in it, at least it ain't going to be you. But somebody got to pony up for this. Wouldn't it be easier just to turn to God? Huh? Amen or oh my. Wouldn't it make more sense just to turn to God? And just, if he'll forgive David, he'll forgive you. Right. David didn't even have the Holy Ghost. Yeah. And David goes to the Father and say, don't take your Holy Spirit from me. And God forgave him for committing adultery, for murdering a man, for conspiracy. God wiped his slate and still used him. And God will use you if you'll get it straight. But if you don't, say reclaiming honor three times. Go to Romans 13. Honor is the pipeline. Honor is the pipeline which blessings flow through. Dishonor is a blocker. And I just told you that it'll bring a curse on you. I wasn't going to say this, but I talked to Deacon Strange about this. Sometimes when you show up in a place and you start getting blessed, that ain't coincidence, and you shouldn't get it twisted. Some people God bless, and some people are the blessing. You should not dishonor that. You should not disrespect that. Some people get blessed. Sometimes people are the blessing. Yes. And as long as you connected to them, the blessing flows. The minute that you unhook from that, it's almost like a cap comes on it. Yes. It's like a seal comes on it. Abraham was the blessing. It didn't say, I'm going to make Jesus the blessing. We already know that. Did he say that? No, he said, Abraham, I'm going to make you a human, a blessing. And you remember when they got to fighting and lots of people was fighting with Abraham's people and they were showing their rump? And Abraham say, you know what this is really about? You done got too blessed here. He says, but this is what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to do this for you. You see all this land out here? He said, whatever you pick, I'll go the opposite direction. I'll let you have it. I can let some of you have this church and walk away, leave all the money, leave all the people, give you the platform, give you everything that I know, give you all my notes so you ain't got to start from scratch, give you everything. And I guarantee you, once you unhook from the blessing, you'll see that it flows different. And Abraham tells Lot, he says, you pick whatever you want. And what did Lot choose? Lot chose Sodom and Gomorrah. Watch this. Sodom and Gomorrah would be like New York City, metropolitan area. It would be like living in Los Angeles. It would be like living in upper class Denver. It would be like living in some oasis. It had everything. It was the cosmopolitan place of the world. And Abraham said, Lot, you can have all that. Lot took it. Lot went over there. And it wasn't long that Lot realized that all this stuff that happened to him was because he was with Abraham. And the same thing that was happening over there, it went to hell and God stoned it, while God caused the place where Abraham was at to flourish. Why? Because some people are the blessing. And some of us are getting so snooty and uppity because when you showed up, you had nothing. And then you got started getting it. And then you start disrespecting and honoring, dishonoring what God said honor. And then your pipeline started drying up. And you weren't able to figure it out. But the real reason is because you dishonored what God said honor. Romans 13. You can get it back. The same key that closed it is the same key that'll open. What's the key? Honor. The same key that closed it is the same key that honor. What's the key? Honor. In Romans 13, because we want the continual favor, I want you to have it. I want you to have increase on your life. I want you to do well in your life. I want grace. I never had problem with my employees. I never had problem with nobody. As a matter of fact, because this grace, I didn't get it. This grace was on my parents' life. Every place that I went, somebody that I had no knowledge of scooped me up and took care of me. Watch this. Saint or sinner. And they watched over me the whole time I was in need and fed me and drove me around, you hear me, and promoted me and gave me good assignments, whatever. Why? Because I done tapped into something. Well, what did I tap it into? I tapped into it with my parents. When my mom, when I was married and my mom was sick, I sent an allotment home to buy her medicine. And my wife didn't say not one word. We got our own bills. We got our own stuff. When you have the ability to bless somebody or honor like your mom and your daddy and your husband and your wife was against them, you know something is wrong in them. You know something is off with them. And the whole time, God is favoring me. They put me not in combat where they shooting and no weapon formed against me was prospering or anybody that was remotely close to me. Why? Because goodness and mercy follow me. Goodness and mercy follows you all the days of your life. Some people got enough sense when I speak a word like that to snatch it out the air. Goodness and mercy. Because I ain't just saying, I ain't just talking. I'm prophesying over you. But we don't have enough sense unless a person says, my people, my people, my people, my people. Because you don't really know nothing about the Spirit. You know nothing about God and how God functions and how God moves. And you think you do. That's why you're not. But it's time to grow up. May goodness and mercy follow you all the days of your life. May people favor you in uncommon ways. May people do things for you that you have not asked them to do just because God say, be good to my servant. The Bible talks about Romans 13, that all authority exists, that exists are God's establishment. God put them there. Now, we don't want to be crazy with that. Not these tyrants, not stuff like that. Not people doing like crazy stuff. I'm talking about God-ordained leadership. The God-ordained is the part. How can you tell when a person is godly and they're in authority? I said it before the service even started. The people rejoice. Do you see all these people picketing and walking around with these signs? They ain't just because they wasn't doing this when Obama was in office. They weren't doing it when Biden was in it. They weren't doing it when the first Bush or the second Bush or Clinton. They didn't do it for none of these guys. People kind of knew that in the end they was going to do what was best for the country. And so even though they had to give up something for somebody else to come up, they was okay with it. But why? Because the people still rejoiced. But millions are coming out in the streets and they saying that this pedophile somehow was selected by God. That this rapist was somehow selected by God. That this economic embezzler is somehow put in place by God. And his income done went up $4 billion, $5 billion in a year and a half. And everybody else suffering. How can that be God's man? It ain't his man. Now, I don't want to turn this into some political thing, but these people who call themselves, I ain't neither one of them, I ain't Republican or Democrat, they all critters. But they be saying, oh, we pro-life, we pro-life, and you just bombed 27 schools in Iran. Didn't sound like, don't look like you pro-life to me. You're funding the people who are funding the people who are putting abortion clinics in black communities, and you're talking about somehow we pro-life. No, you don't want it in your community. They don't want it in their community. So when their daughters get ready to have an abortion, they'll run them over to your community, and then the blood that is spilled on the dirt that you live. And how many know that blood is still speaking? And who bear the burden of that curse? The people who have allowed them to put that in their communities. Why? Because all life is to be honored. My goodness, if we would just stop aborting babies in our clinics and in our neighborhoods, I believe it'll break a certain level of curses in our communities. Just that. And every Sunday, some preacher is standing there preaching to people about breakthroughs, and they whole communities are collapsing, and nobody is saying, God, what is going on here? And a church everywhere. A church is everywhere, Doc. Every corner got a church that can't experience the blessing because they will not honor life. They're shooting people in the streets in broad daylight. And then we say, God honor, God bless. And God say, you won't honor the people that I put in your communities. First Samuel 2:30 says, those who honor me, I'll honor. When you honor another person's life, you're honoring God because all men are created in God's image. When you dishonor them, God said, I'm going to lightly esteem you. Ephesians 6:2-3 talks about honor thy mother and father that it may go well with you. If everything is going wrong in your life, ask yourself, even if you're 59, are you honoring your 79-year-old mama? Because you got room in your house. And she in a nursing home. And you moved into her house with your sorry self. And moved your kids into her house that her and her husband paid for. And you put her in some home that you would not even visit her in. And I ain't talking about when it's health and you cannot do it. There are times when that needs to happen. But because you don't want to be bothered with them, because you want to do your own thing, that's not honor. Yes, amen. Amen to this. Amen. Say, we reclaim an honor today. Say, we reclaim an honor today. I told you, people don't like this kind of stuff. That's why their lives be jacked up. Some of you, if you don't figure out how to be, if you don't figure out how to honor your spouse within 2 years, you'll be divorced. That's your warning. If you don't figure out how to honor that woman within a short period of time, because you've been married too long to be stuck out there doing the craziness that we still doing. And some stuff you have not even, I don't know who this is for, some stuff you have not even experienced because her presence was sanctifying that house. So a lot of stuff you did not get due to you because you was with her. But oh, my brother, when you separated, you're going to get your feel. And it's just as easy to go back and honor what God say honor. Say honor what God say honor. People say, I don't get no help. Let me pull it off. Obviously, he don't know how to take, he don't wear suits. He wear tennis shoes and sweatsuits. That's how you pull a sweatsuit off. That's my grandson. Where Brandon Palmer at? You still ain't getting my suit. You time to come up on me talking about, yeah, Pastor, that suit looked nice. I'm going to get that shortly. I'm doing push-ups and sit-ups as soon as I get home. They say, hey, I can't get no breakthrough here. I'm just going through. I'm just going through. Because you could be dishonoring me. Or my wife. Or the church. How do you disrespect and dishonor IDF Colorado? You use verbiage like that church. Them people. Go to Matthew 13, 57, 58. The Bible says, Mother, Jesus went to his own hometown. This is God. He could not do nothing for them, except to heal a few people with a headache. No demons, no cancer, no breakthrough, no nothing, because he's just like me. I knew him when he was over there fixing toilets. I knew him when he was, him and his daddy did my roof. Carpenter. And this is God. And he could not help nobody. See, because I'm trying to help some people. You in a rush to get back home, and they gonna treat you the same way they treated you before you left. And you're going to die with that anointing. Doing nothing. Because, and I'm going to deal with that in a second, it's only effective to the place, to the people in the community or the church that what honors what God says honor. They showing him no honor by saying, isn't this the carpenter's son? No, he's not the carpenter's son. It was the carpenter's stepson. It was God's son. It was the carpenter's stepson. Joseph was not his father. Joseph was his stepfather. And this is to all these people who act like you can't raise no other man's baby, but you got babies all over the place and some other man's raising them, but you think you too good to marry a woman with a baby. And Jesus was a stepchild, and Jesus turned out to be the savior of the world. So you will not take the woman with the child, and you don't realize that she has birthed a deliverer. You don't know that she has birthed a savior, but you too good, and you out there trying to populate the earth with your nasty self, but you feel like you can't take care of nobody else's child. Tell them, say, get the stepping then. You ain't no good no way. He couldn't do nothing for him. Could he? Why? Do you see how powerful this is? He couldn't do nothing for him. I've said this before because I know this. I know how this works. And I've said there's some, it's just becoming clear now, but I've said there's some of you, I can't help you. Because you have no honor. You have no respect. How can you tell if a man, I'll just break it down. A man could disrespect his woman by saying, man, I wish you would fix your hair like Minister Avery's. I go buy Cole Pastor the same type dress that you bought. You wear. Ooh wee. What he trying to do? He's trying to make. I'm trying to make Cole Pastor her. Which means in order for me to do that, there's a rejection of who God has made her as a fearful and wonderfully made woman that he gave to me. But I don't want what God gave to me. I want, you understand what I'm saying? So a lot of time we do the same thing spiritually. We try to make our preacher some other preacher. It's not good enough that they good to you. and that they blessing your life, you want them because they don't do it that way. Oh, I wish you would do it this way. I wish they would do it. What is that? And disrespect. And then you wonder why you can't tap in. Say, we're going to reclaim honor. 1 Samuel 26. Is my time up? Nope. I got some minutes. 1 Samuel 26. This is the whole thing. It's not the whole thing. This is a piece of it. All offices, Sister Fabiana, listen to me carefully, people. Look this way. Every office of authority carries an anointing. Meaning that Steve Jobs was the face of Apple. He created it. He was not the smartest person in that organization. You better believe some of these little critters that come out of basements ain't never been to nobody's college. Nobody's college. Will write codes that will shut a whole utility block down. A whole city, no power, from a laptop at their mama table. Which is to say that, but his office carried an anointing. His office carried an anointing because he's in authority. In the body of Christ, the preacher does not have to be the most gifted person in the church. His office is anointed. Her office is anointed. The office of the President of the United States is anointed. I can't remember which of the ones, Isaac and Jacob, through all the separations and how America was founded, the real issue, the real thing that why this country has been so blessed, because a lot of the descendants came from Jacob's side, and they brought it here. Prophet, I cannot remember this young man's name. Black young man. They called him to the White House. If I can see his face, I cannot remember his name. And he said, as he was walking, as they went to go get him, Joshua something. Say it again. Jives. He said as he was walking to, he the real deal too, I believe he is. But as he's walking to this office, he said there was a strong presence that was so strong as they walked towards the office. This wasn't a good spirit though. That it was showing how that office stays up under attack. Almost knocked him and did knock the Secret Service down as they were walking to the office. Mm-hmm. And so they were like, what is this? And then he explained to them the type of spirits that attack that seat. Why? Because the seat is anointed. As crazy as this guy is, there's still a lot of things that he must do. Even in that seat because he don't want to, because God has anointed that office. So when you when people cling or allow people to cause divisions or separations or whatever in a church because they may be more gifted in one other area, that is an attack on the office. When Jesus was walking down the street, the Bible says the woman with an issue of blood, what does she do? If I may be made whole, if I could just be made whole, if I, and she's crawling through the dung and the slop and poop and animal poop, and she's crawling on her hands and her feet, and watch this, and watch this. And the Bible says that she reached up and touched the hem. She did not touch Jesus. She touched the hem of his garment. She touched his office. She touched his priestly office. And immediately when she touched the office, the virtue flew out of him. And she's made whole by touching the office. If you touch the office, if you can touch the office, you can get what you need. But you cannot. How is she honoring him, sis? She is crawling to him. I'm not deserving to be on your level. I'm not deserving to be in your space. I'm not deserving. She recognized in humility. Amen. I desire healing. I don't deserve healing. Do you know why God has not been able to bless some of us? Because we have a deserving mentality. We will not crawl. We will not bow ourselves. We will not get low. We think we are deserving. And God say, you're not touching my office like that. Why? I resist the proud. I resist the proud. How dare you come to me like this and not humble and then tell me what your laundry list is, what you need. Say, we're reclaiming honor. We're reclaiming. God gonna bless some of you because you know how to honor. The office carries the anointing. What is it for? It's to, are you still in 1 Samuel? It's to connect you to purpose. It's to not personalities. We think, see, oh my God. I'm not seeing as many self-proclaimed anointed people in my life. And they're not being able to prove that the Spirit has ever moved through them at all. They are so unaccomplished spiritually and naturally. There is no way that they are working an anointing on their life, because the anointing, the oil of God, makes whatever area you touch, it should flow smoothly. But they swing about like rusty hinges on doors, and friction and junk is dropping off of them because in this corrosive and corrodive type spirit, but they claim they anointed. And you know why people get drawn into it? Personality. They get drawn in because of their personality. Their charisma. But not anointed by God. Nothing solidifies that God is using them. But if you will yield to God, and if you will honor God the right way, and respect what God says, respect, guess what will happen to you? Your oil will flow. I say your oil will flow. God want to use us. God want everybody in here. God want to use you. God got something on your life. You're not just a random person that showed up here, Manny. God want to use you somehow in this city. You just got to yield to God. And he'll do the rest. So what is it tied to? It's to accomplish God's purpose. Isaiah 61 and 1 says it this way. It says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. What? He has anointed me to do what? To teach. What is it tied to? Jesus said that part. It's for an assignment. The oil is for assignment. The oil is for an assignment. The Bible talks about Acts 10:38 that Jesus went about and he went about healing and doing good for everybody. He was empowered to heal and to do good because that was his purpose. That was his assignment. That's why when you find copycats trying to do what other people are doing and it does not work and they do it the exact same way. And it don't work. Amen to this. You know why some of y'all ain't been able to get the oil to flow? Because you a copycat. You want to be like somebody that you seen on TV. You try to act like somebody that you seen on TV, but you're a copycat. And God will not anoint you. He said, I'll anoint the person that I created, and they came into agreement with they were fearfully and wonderfully made, and they don't have to be like nobody else. I will anoint you just as you are. Andrew Womack is right here in the city. I came across Andrew Womack in like 2000 on TV. I remember him, mother, telling a story. He's actually, I think he's from Oklahoma. But he had went somewhere up in the hills and them back roads in Colorado. No, he went. Not he moved here later, but he was in some region in Colorado, some old hick place, and he said only had a few people up in there. They called him in there to preach because that's the only place he could preach. Took over as the pastor. Couldn't get it past 10 or 15 people. Watch this. And there was a lady that had been coming, come up to him after service and say, you should really consider getting out of this. You so dry. Listen, this is a true story. This is life. You should consider getting out of this. You are so dry. And he left that place because one of his friends asked him really to come into the Springs and take over a small little church here. As he took that church over, that church began to expand and expand and expand. Then he wound up hitting some people who were already on the big scale level. They loved this teacher. They endorsed him. He kept expanding. Then he was on TV. Then he has Charis Bible College. And all of this would have never made it, Evangelist Dugan, if he had listened to one devil telling him that he was dry and didn't have the anointing. He would have dropped everything God put in him. What am I telling somebody today? You not dry. Don't let one devil drive you away from what your real issue for your real assignment is in God. If you know you got an assignment from God, shout this, I got an anointing then. You cannot have an assignment without an anointing. Shout, I got an anointing. What should people do then? They should honor that. Where did I tell you to go? 1 Samuel? Let's look at that. No, 1 Samuel 26. Go back there. I told y'all to stay there anyway. That was my introduction. Y'all got time? No, them jokers ain't got no time. I can look in the eyes right now. They need to put some staples to hold that joint up. Say, we reclaim in honor. It's the most disrespectful generation probably ever. Lack of honor. Here's the truth, though. Here's the truth. Without it being intentionally attacked, it's not going to get no better in the earth. It's a part of prophecy. Jesus said in the last day, mothers will be against daughters, fathers against sons. What is that? That's the operation and the manifestation of a lack of honor. Boy killed his 60-some-year-old grandmother the other week. I think he's 29 years old. You know why? She didn't give him his allowance. Exactly. Killed the woman. He killed the woman. He killed his grandmother because she didn't give him, which would say he not working. But who cultivated that? She did. Because she never should have been giving him an allowance. What she should have been giving him, direction and correction. But we can affect our circle. We're going to affect our circle because we like to learn and apply. If you put honor in your homes, it'll correct, I'm talking to some married people, it'll correct almost 90% of y'all stuff right out the chute. I wanted to show you, I think it's Proverbs 10, don't go there though, but this is why God won't give some of us resources. Because we won't honor him with our increase. And that's why your barns stay empty. Hey, put it up there real quick. Proverbs 10, 3 and 9. 9 and 10. 3, 9, 10. You don't honor God with your substance when he give it to you. So he cannot make your vats be full. There's an economic blessing that's tied to people when you honor God with your substance. But you won't honor God. Honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits. See, watch this. Watch this. Faith is the substance. Without faith, you cannot please God. Then when he gives you first fruits to increase, of all of thine increase, so shall your barns be filled with plenty, and thy precious shall burst out with new wine, new opportunities. Some of you, your honor is about to bust you out. It's about to bust you out of lack. It's going to bust you out of low places economically. This is the last year that you will ever have to worry about increases in your house. Because you're going to learn how to understand that which God has said honor, and it's going to flow back to you. It's going to flow back to you in Jesus' name. I don't have time to go much further. Can you come back next week? I stopped associating with some people, Mother. Let's stand. Let's get out of here. I felt like they dishonored my pastor. They said some things. They thought it was a compliment to me, but it was disrespect to my pastors. Do you know what I'm talking about? And I cut them off. No, and I love them. See, because all of this is a product of what flowed from them. Now, why did I cut them off? Solely because I'm angry? No, they were trying to kill my flow by flattering me. But I've done this long enough, I know what people do. So for almost 2 years, I didn't even talk to them. Simply because of something that they said that was the wrong ears would have been shunned on. I heard disrespect. Anybody that will try to attack anything that God has unequivocally, you know, has been used to flow to you, you know you're under a demonic attack. You should resist it. Oh my goodness, you should resist it. It ain't putting people up on no pedestal. It's just understanding my job, your job, is to honor that which God says honor. Church, community, job, parental. Listen, I feel it so strong. Do not let your, I'm telling you, there's a real aggressive, I said it before, it's a real aggressive spirit in the land right now. That's why I told y'all, don't be messing with these people at these stoplights. These people dishonor their parents. They will kill you at that stoplight. I done told you there's an aggressive spirit in the land. Do not be messing with these people in these stores. But don't let your kids dishonor and disrespect you right now. That spirit will get them. I'm telling you, do not let them. You still say train them at home first. If you start training them at home now, it'll skip them. But I'm telling you, it's in the land. Say, it will not be me. It will not be mine. It will not be this church. We will identify and we will conquer. The devil will never get an advantage in my life. He will never get place in my life because I've opened the gate through disrespect to honor. I purpose to honor all that God says honor, all those that he has placed in authority over me, and because of it, backflow blessings flow to me now. If you believe it, give Jesus a hand praise. Come on, give him a good praise. We about to knock the devil on his rump. We about to get everything that God has purposed for our life. We will not be stopped in this hour. We're going to make sure that we get our backflow happening and that it makes it to us on time. Hallelujah. Listen, get a baby up. Come pray for the people. I'm not going to do no altar call today. I am tired. Is that okay? I really am tired, and I don't even know why. And I don't typically do this, but if you want to do an altar call, that's on you. But I am tired. So I'm going to sit down. Clap your hands for the Lord.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come to you right now, oh God. And we pray if there's anyone in your midst, oh God, in the need of honor, oh God, that you begin to open up the windows of heaven, oh God, and begin to show them what honor is not needed and where it is needed, oh God. Lord God, we pray right now, oh God, that their hearts and their minds be cleared, oh God, and get an understanding of what your word has in store for them on today, oh God. Lord God, where there's lack, oh God, we ask that you come in and Let it be known, oh God, that they be may know and understand how to increase in your word, oh God. Lord God, we ask right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, that your word become life unto them on this day, oh God. Oh God, that they're moved, oh God, not by the things that they see and hear, oh God, but by your anointing and your power, oh God. Lord God, we ask that you give strength where strength is needed, oh God. Increase where increase needs to be taking place, oh God. Lord God, begin to move in the hearts of your people, oh God, and we give your name praise, honor, and glory, oh God. Lord God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you bless everyone going out as you did their coming in, oh God. Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, wherever there is sin, Lord God, let them begin to lay it down at your feet, oh God. Not pick it up anymore, oh God, but lay it down, oh God, knowing, oh God, that you are the author and the finisher of their faith, oh God. Lord God, let them know, oh God, that you forgive them, oh God, in the midst of the situation that they're going through, oh God. And God, we give your name glory. We praise you. We magnify you, oh God. It's in your son Jesus' name we do pray. You're dismissed. IDF love on somebody. And Brother Proctor, we thank you for being here today. Amen.